Hey, man, it is a beautiful day here in New York City. It's like the first day of spring, except it's almost Halloween. I don't know what's going on with the climate. I want to go see that geostorm. I think that's what's going on with this climate. We're gonna have a geostorm, and we're all gonna be running from tidal waves and earthquakes. But today, it's a beautiful day. Last night at Caroline's, holy shit, unfucking believable. So much fun. Probably one of the best. It's the best I ever did. People were like, we're telling, this happens a lot. People tell me how great I am after a show. I really wanted to tell people I'm not that good. That's the best. That's the best I ever did. And who knows if that's gonna happen again. Don't get your hopes up. No, it was great. It was a fun time. And Jeff Garlin, let me say, one of the nicest guys in show business. Just the nicest dude. I can't. I met a celebrity backstage who said I was funny. I'm not gonna drop names. Who knows who wants to be known, who they are, where they are. You gotta keep your mouth shut in show business. Not about Harvey Weinstein and things like that. No, you should blab. You should tell the world. But just in general, if you want to be on the inside, you gotta be cool. I don't ask for photos, and I try to be cool. And I think they appreciate that. Who wants to have their picture taken? I don't understand why people want their picture taken with people in general. 'Cause it's like, is this proof that you met the person? Hey, look who I bothered a guy in the air at the airport. I saw Tony Shalhoub walking down the street. I didn't stop him. He also didn't seem like he wanted to be stopped. I saw Eric Bogosian on the subway platform at 42nd Street. I didn't want a picture with him. I didn't want to bother him. I wanted to give him a nod of like acknowledgement, like a good day to you, sir. He saw me he felt me recognizing him and wanted none of it. I don't blame him. That's fine. I love seeing, I think I love seeing celebrities on the street more than I like meeting them in a show business situation. 'Cause it's like, holy shit, there's Jon Hamm walking his dog. It's fucking bananas. Saw Jon Hamm walking his dog. Also saw Jessica Chastain walking her dog. Saw John Stossel shirtless playing volleyball. See, that I can blab about because they're walking down the street. If I met them at a party, I ain't naming names. All right, let's look at the fucking news. What's going on? Saturday. Oh, can't be much going on, right? JFK assassination. Trump to allow release of classified documents. I think they were supposed to be released anyway. I think he's taking responsibility for their release as if he was had something to do with it. But I think they were due to be released anyway. And who believes these documents? What, they're going to be like, CIA killed him, put in an envelope, top secret, don't release till 2017. They're going to say it's going to be fake. If that's what happened. I mean, something's up with that, right? I don't think anybody believes that Lee Harvey Oswald was the only one. But maybe you do. I don't. Who's to say? Well, let's see what these documents say. Maybe they do. Maybe they say who the other guy is. Who is on the grassy knoll? Honolulu bans smokers in cars when children are present. Well, when do you need to smoke more than when you got a car full of kids? What if you have the window down? That's almost, that's kind of, you could, can you smoke in the house? Can you smoke in a shed? Can you all get in a shed? smoke a bunch of cigarettes around your kids? Is it just a vehicle? I guess maybe there's some sort of, you're allowed to make laws about cars more than maybe sheds. I don't want to come out like anti, I'm not coming out pro smoking in cars with children. But it's just a little weird to have a law about it. You probably shouldn't do that. I remember there was somebody, I've been to a lot of scumbags' house, you know, scumbag people's houses, and you know, smoke around their kids. I'm not saying that's their. If you smoke around your kids, I'm not saying you're a scumbag. But I'm saying this house I was at, it's like a scumbag house, you know, there's kids running around, and the parents were smoking in front of the kid. They're like telling me, you can light smoke at a time. Like, yeah, you go ahead, light up. I'm like, your kids. And what they would do when the kid was like on their lap, they would hold the cigarette above their head, above, like up in the air. I'm actually putting my arm up in the air for some reason. But they would put it up in the air and then pull it, then put their head up and take a drag off the cigarette and blow the smoke. Like it was like staying away from their kid somehow. Like the kid wasn't. So I think maybe if you took that kind of precaution in the car, the cops should let you go. But what are you smoking for? It's beautiful. It's Honolulu. You're in Hawaii. It's very odd that Hawaii has this huge meth problem. You think people would be more relaxed. Fox News apologizes for featuring veteran who lied about being a Navy SEAL. Well, at least Fox News apologized for a lie, which I don't think they did for a bunch of other ones. But why would you lie about being a Navy SEAL? That's pretty easy to check out, I would think. And you would think other Navy SEALs be like, what the fuck this guy? And who wants to piss off Navy SEALs? They're in great shape. Very strong. Trump's Renoir painting is not real, Chicago Museum says. That's hilarious. Listen, I only do Trump news, but this is just funny. The guy's a fucking boob. What a maroon. A U.S. museum says an impressionist painting, which President Trump reportedly claims to own, is a fake. Douche. Showing people a fake painting. Powerful Hollywood agent accused of sexual assault by multiple young men. Yeesh. This is being reported by Queerty, which is now giving me a pop-up ad with a man with amazing abs. Yeah, well, it's not surprising that Hollywood, those people, they're there to chew you up and spit you out. I hope the guy goes to jail, gets out. I don't know his name. I don't think they say his name. It's like a blind item. Watch out, there's agents out there trying to fuck you. The final two members of the Polish death metal band Decapitated have been charged with rape and kidnapping in Spokane, Washington. Now, listen, I like to separate the art from the artist, so I still enjoy Decapitated. I've never heard them. You're on tour. It's a disgusting story, but it's just... Polish death metal. They really take their death metal seriously over there in Poland. Like, I think the bands, like, they kill people and they do terrible things. I hope they go to jail. I'm sure they will. I don't think being in the band Decapitated plays well to a jury. Pollution killing more people than war and violence, says report. Ooh, well, I'm not going to read that because it's going to bum me out. Is the we have a government right now that doesn't believe in pollution, or doesn't believe it exists, or believes it limits jobs or whatever. God, Scott Pruitt, I know I bitched about him yesterday, but if there was a if I prayed to the good Lord Jesus Christ, I would say make Scott Pruitt quit his job, and also please let him get a mustard stain on his favorite pants, because I don't like him. I think he's a jerk. All right, enough negativity. Let's get out. I'm gonna go out and enjoy this beautiful day. You guys do the same. Come to Caroline's tonight. If you're there, let me know. I want to say hello to you. It's a fucking phenomenal show. Jeff Garlin is unbelievable to watch as a comedian. If you're not familiar with his stand-up, he's just one of the funniest guys. So please come. All right, or don't. It's your choice. There'll be plenty of people there without you. We'll have a good time. Jacqueline Novak will be doing a set on The Late Show. So if you want to see a little less of me and a little more of her, you come to The Late Show. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.